The Sitka Tribe of Alaska's Tribal Council has ousted one of their members. George Paul has been removed from the council. Five members found Paul guilty of neglect of duty and gross misconduct after deliberating a lengthy closed session last Wednesday night. Paul, along with three other council members, walked out of that executive session and the rest of the meeting, upset that the discussion of Paul's removal was being done out of public view. As KCAW's Ed Ronco reports, Paul's removal is effective immediately, but the debate surrounding it is far from over.
The charges against Paul were leveled by Council Chairman Lawrence Woody Widmark. He accused Paul of speaking on behalf of the tribe without authorization, specifically about STA's relationship with Search. He also says Paul made negative remarks toward STA staff during meetings and pointed to a disorderly conduct conviction Paul received in late September as reasons for his removal. The council moved to discuss Paul's future in an executive session without Paul's attorney present, which drew sharp criticism from members of the public and from some council members. Here's Tom Gamble.
If you're going to go into closed doors without me, because I'm not going to be any part of setting people up so that a tribal chairman can work with a tribal attorney and three friends to remove anybody from the tribal council.
The motion was then changed to allow Paul's outside counsel into the executive session. Paul said he would waive his right to privacy and asked that the charges against him be discussed in the open. The council, though, voted to go into executive session. After about an hour, Paul and Gamble walked out of the session along with two other members of the council, Dale Williams and Archie Nielsen. Paul's attorney, Jim McGowan, also left the executive session. The four who walked out said they wanted discussion of Paul's removal to happen in public, and McGowan said while Paul would have been allowed to call witnesses to speak on his behalf, there were limitations placed on what could happen.
No, I mean, I think maybe they might let the people come into the room, but they wouldn't let Mr. Paul present his case by asking them questions. So, yeah, he could bring cardboard cutouts in, and he'd get just as much out of them as a witness that he can't ask questions.
As the five members of the council met in a separate room, various members of the audience took turns at the council microphone in the main room, speaking against the process the council was using. After a while, Paul thanked those in attendance for their support and then left. The five members remaining voted openly to find Paul guilty of neglect of duty and gross misconduct, and then by secret ballot to remove him from the council. The secret ballot total was 5-0. After Wednesday night's meeting, Widmark declined to comment, deferring instead to Baines, who led the meeting. Baines said the hearing was held in executive session because of a lawsuit Paul has threatened against the tribe.
They gave us a letter from their attorney saying that they intend to sue us for slander, and if we brought it out into a public forum like this, that would have gave them ammunition for them to do exactly that.
That letter, written by Attorney Jim McGowan and obtained by KCAW, says Paul will take his case to the Federal Bureau of Indian Affairs if he's removed, and threatens a slander suit against council members who vote against Paul. The letter also spells out responses to the charges against Paul. McGowan argues that the time during which complaints can be filed on some of the charges has expired, and that when Paul spoke to various elected officials, he made clear he was not speaking on behalf of the tribe. He further argues that Paul did not neglect his duty by not participating on committees, but rather volunteered for one and was not appointed by Widmark. McGowan also challenges the tribe's right to consider Paul's conviction on disorderly conduct, which was a misdemeanor. The STA Constitution provides for removal of a council member who is convicted of a felony or other offenses involving dishonesty while in office. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.